You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Jessica Rush has performed in a remarkable 6 Broadway shows in the last 10 years, but a large chunk of that time was spent in the ensemble of Jersey Boys. She's also the co-host of the very great and very good podcast Mama's Talkin' Loud, also available on the Broadway Podcast Network. But having spent almost 6 years and more than 2,300 performances in Jersey Boys, Jess shares with us today how working a long-running show changed her life, both as an artist and a mama. Here, in her own words, is Jessica Rush.
Hey guys, it's Jessica Rush here. I wanted to talk to you today about the family that we create when we're doing a show. I think anyone who works in the theater understands this, whether it's on stage or on the crew or in management, in the pit, the designers, anyone. It's a super special family, and particularly the ones who are in the building 8 shows a week, umpteen hours of rehearsals and put-ins. During this strange time, it has... this intermission, as we can say for lack of a better term, I have become acutely aware of what having that family brings to my life and how lucky I've been throughout the years to have wonderful families as part of my story and my journey as an actor. There's something very special about the group of people that do what we do. And it's amazing, I think, how quickly we find ourselves connecting with one another. And, you know, it's almost immediate. I think back on those first days of rehearsal and how quickly the bonding happens and begins. And particularly then once we get into tech and the long hours. But it's so super special. And it's something that I'm missing a lot in my life right now. I was thinking about it particularly a couple days ago on August 10th, as that was the 10-year anniversary of the day that I began rehearsals to join the Broadway company of Jersey Boys. Now, I can't believe it's been 10 years. That is crazy. But I was thinking about that time, and I ended up being in Jersey Boys for the better part of 6 years. I joined right before the 5th anniversary, and I was there through... getting married and planning my wedding. But I was thinking about that time, and particularly right now, because we are all spread far and wide, and our theater families are communicating on text threads, and we're not connected. And I just thought maybe some others would want to hear my thoughts as well. Maybe they were feeling the same thing. Ten years ago today, I started rehearsals for Jersey Boys on Broadway. I joined the company a few months before its 5-year anniversary and was there for the closing 6 years, almost 2,300 performances, and over 40,000 costume changes later. Who would have ever thunk? In our business, there are shows that are known as government jobs. Jersey Boys was one of them. Along with Wicked and Phantom, Lion King, and now Hamilton, of course, these are shows that aren't going anywhere. Joining these companies takes the weight off. It allows us actors to breathe and settle in for a second, not worry so much about making ends meet. Maybe people buy a house or get married and have a baby. Hello, me. Or just appreciate the fact that they can take a break from the hustle for a while. These shows are true blessings, and the company is a family. I've been thinking a lot about my friends in those long-running shows, and the plans and dreams that so many had for their lives thanks to booking them. You know, there are lots of people who just plan to settle in and stay there until it's over. Or perhaps they want to send their kid to college, or maybe they want to begin the surrogacy journey toward adoption. Or maybe they just want to relax for a minute. And that's gone now. It's so surreal and heartbreaking. Jersey Boys was magic. There was something really special about the building, the company, and the family that I didn't realize it at the time. We spent more time with each other than our actual families. Yet we know the names of each other's parents and kids. We went through weddings, divorces, babies being born, and the deaths of loved ones. I mean, one of my favorite stories is the day that Kara Cooper told everyone she was pregnant. There were lots of dads in the building, but she was going to be the first mom. She did the half-hour call and said, "And the role of Mary Delgado will be played today by someone who has a bun in the oven." And if you had heard the screams and the shouts all up and down the stairwell, and everyone came running, all those guys, you know, we often said it was like working in a frat house, working at Jersey Boys, being so outnumbered, men to women. But that day, oh my God, it was amazing. They came running down, hugging and crying, tears of such joy. We were all bonded in that moment in a way that I can't explain to other people. Strangers truly become your family. The connection we had as a company is something I will always hold so dear. These are not just jobs, and we can't just find something new. Our work is embedded in our souls. It is so much of who we are. You can't recreate the bond that happens inside of a theater. It's just not possible. It's pretty unbreakable. I mean, hell, we still have a group text thread from Jersey Boys 3.5 years after we've closed. Now, who knew when I became a Jersey girl the years I'd be there or the family I'd gain? There's nothing like it. Truly. I cannot wait for the day we are all back with our families. I am sending you so much love out there in this time of uncertainty and more instability than we have ever known. You are not alone. We are connected as artists, as people in our Broadway community, and in our souls as human beings who create. It's a special person that does that. I'm thinking of you all and dreaming of the day we walk back through those stage doors. Be well, friends. Keep breathing. And take care.
Special thanks to Jessica Rush for sharing her stories with us today. The Ensemblist was produced today by Jackson Klein and me, Mo Brady. There are two great ways you can be helping The Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and the second is by becoming a Patreon member, which you can do at patreon.com/theensemblist. please follow The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that be on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. You can also follow us on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.